Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, the Open Innovation Platform, which was announced at budget speech in 2018, and about 1 year into the program, what's the progress been like? How has it helped companies, and what's next for the platform?
Well, we're joined by Howie Lau, Chief Industry Development Officer of the Industry Development Group at 1MDA.
And also, or rather, that's IMDA.
IMDA, sorry,
and
IMDA.
Also, yes.
And also Jonathan Tan, Managing Director at UNABIS, to tell us more. And for the purpose of this interview, to avoid confusion, as we were introduced earlier before I came on air, we'll refer to Mr. Lau as such, so as not to confuse with my co-host Howie with him. So welcome, gentlemen, to the show. How encouraging have the results of OIP been, Mr. Lau?
Well, so far the response has been pretty amazing. I think since the launch last year, we have about 4,000 plus businesses participating on the platform. I think more importantly, we currently have about a total of about 67 challenges that's been out there, a total of about 700 plus responses. So it's almost an average of for the first three
responses
calls.
In terms of I have a solution.
Applications, yes.
Okay.
Applications.
Wow.
So for the first three calls, it's an average of about 15 applications per problem statement. So it's been encouraging, and we're right now in our fourth call. Fourth call currently has 13 challenges, and I think prize money of about 340,000. And we're looking forward to more responses.
That is nice, chunk. What challenges, though, have emerged since OIP's inception for SMEs applying? Mr. Tan, let's get you in on the action. We'll ask Mr. Lau for his input as well in just a bit. So what sort of challenges have come up since, you reckon?
All right, we came in on both sides. We actually started off as a problem owner. We put a sponsorship prize called Innovation. And the response is good. And we work on some interesting solution with our partners. And we think, hey, this is quite interesting. So actually, on the second round, we come back again. But this time, as a problem
provider.
Solver for SIA. So on both sides of it. So it was extremely encouraging. So the project we did at SIA was for a tracking system, for a global system. So it was actually, it is tough. But we really enjoyed the journey. And we learned a lot. And I think that through it, on the both partnership, SIA and us can actually produce a very nice solutions.
Mr. Lau, what do you think? What challenges have emerged since OIP's inception for SMEs?
I think we're encouraged that 50% of our participants, respondents have been SMEs. And as we work with SMEs, one of the things that we're mindful of is to work closely to shape the problem statement, because if you don't put a good problem statement in, then garbage in and garbage out. It's very important for us to, together with our consultants, to work with the SMEs to make sure that the problem statements are loose enough but yet clear enough, because you don't want to over-define and over-prescribe what you're looking for. Then you lose the innovation element of some of the solutions that might come in. So that's just one of it. The other one that we're also observing is trying to find ways to make sure that as they go through the prototype, they can then move into actual production. Because at the end of the day, it's not just about matching, it's not just about prototyping, but being able to implement the solution in the long haul.
Because if an idea is just an idea and it stays just an idea, what would be the point, right?
Tell us briefly, how does the OIP work? I mean, for the benefit of our listeners, how does it work? How do problem owners apply, and how do problem solvers apply, etc.?
Well, basically three phases. Every call has three phases. One is an application phase where we'll put up the problems from the problem owners. That's typically 2 to 3 months, and we'll invite the problem solvers to apply. The second phase is the evaluation, where the problem owners and problem solvers will kind of meet for the first time, get shortlisted, and the selected ones will then go to the final phase of actually developing the proof of concept or the prototype. And that could take anywhere from 3 to 6 months. So typically for the problem owners, we would invite them to let us know if they are interested so that we can prepare them for the next call. For problem solvers, just come on to the openinnovation.sg website, log on, see if there's any of the existing problems that you're interested to participate and put in your proposal.
Mr. Tan, maybe you can tell us a bit more of UNABIS's journey on the OIP and its progress. You are now both problem owner and problem solver. How's that been?
All right. In the initial days, IMB approached me and said, do you like to be a participant in this program? Because we're IoT guys and we can probably help nurture some companies.
Yep.
So we thought, yeah, let's try. And I was initially quite skeptical because we're in the first round. So, but the good thing is IMB give a lot of guidance in terms of how to shape a problem statements, how to define the process of evaluation and so forth. So we actually, from that process, we learned a lot on how to select the right solution. So we eventually pick a company called Continental, and we award them the projects to help us develop a reusable IoT devices. And so that was a nice journey. But so in the second round, we thought, oh, maybe that's about it. Okay, let's move on to other things busy. But then when we see that, hey, it's actually a very interesting project. And this time round, IMD had put in a big pool of problems owner. And when we look at SIA, like, hey, let's look at a very interesting project. So I think we should now jump on the other side and let's provide a solution to SIA right now. So,
did you know off the bat you could come up with a solution?
Yes. In fact, I thought that before we... initially, it was a bit of skepticism. Oh, would it be a long process? Because I know how long the process is. But the thing is, we do have some solution. We thought that we might make a bet on it. And it was extremely vigorous because I heard there's at least 35 companies that bid for it. And so 35, good, we got selected. Reason is, I think, is we have the right solution. And at the same time, there's a great synergy between SIA and us.
Well, what advice do you have for others who wish to be part of OIP? I mean, maybe the both of you each can answer separately.
Mr. Tan, you said it was very rigorous. That scares people, you know.
Exactly. Well, rigorous means quality, right? So quality. So it's not a slipshod thing. So it means that everybody has to put in things on the table. So you ask me, what's make innovations important? I think when they come together, I think first one, somebody must recognize that nobody can provide everything. So,
but that's why the collaboration, important, right? Yes. Including more people, ideas can float around.
Yes. Whether you're a problem owner or solver or IMD as a program owner, everybody must know what is you're putting on the table. So that's why before we go in, we just evaluate. I think this is something we can get in. So the critical success factor of each company must be clear. And then once you have that, it's like a marriage. Then you know, okay, what do you have? We put them together. Then 1+1 can be more than 2.
No, and for us, we encourage the problem owners to come in with an open mindset, because when you're dealing with innovation, you can't be too prescriptive and you can't be too fixed. But at the same time, when you're open with a ability to then morph along the way, but be prepared to commit resources beyond the POC, be prepared to look at alternative ways of potentially solving the problem, because we do believe that this has to be a just one part of your digital transformation journey. And for problem solvers, what we encourage is to just come on board, take a look at what's available, and sometimes you may find new ways of that your solutions could be used that you've never imagined before.
What's the next step for the platform? How might it evolve, you reckon? It sounds like it's doing pretty well. Feedback has been good, overwhelming almost.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One is that we're constantly taking feedback from both problem owners and problem solvers to make sure that while we stay rigorous for the quality, how do we simplify it? So some of the things that are 3 steps, 5 steps that can be reduced to 2 steps, how do we do that? But at the same time, we're also starting to work with the associations to look and chambers to look at sector-wide type of problems. Because right now it's one-to-one matching, but we're looking and say, hey, look, there is a potential to look at sector-wide and say, within retail sector, are there horizontal problems that we can solve together? That once we solve it one time, 100 retailers could benefit. Are there horizontal problems within the hospitality sector that we could look at so that we do it one time? You know, 5 attractions could potentially benefit from it.
We're talking to Howie Lau, and otherwise known as Mr. Lau for this chat, the Chief Industry Development Officer, Industry Development Group at IMDA. And Jonathan Tan, the Managing Director of UNABiz. We've been talking about the Open Innovation Platform, otherwise known as the OIP. Thank you very much for coming into the studio, gents.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.